Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. The reflection today is on Psalm 44, a psalm of lament. O God, we have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us, what deeds you performed in their days, in the days of old. You, with your own hand, drove out the nations, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples, but them you set free. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm, and the light of your face, for you delighted in them. You are my King, O God. Ordain salvation for Jacob. Through you we push down our foes. Through your name we tread down those who rise up against us. For not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me. But you have saved us from our foes, and have put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever. But you have rejected us and disgraced us, and have not gone out with our armies. You have made us turn back from the foe, and those who hate us have gotten spoil. You have made us like sheep for slaughter, and have scattered us among the nations. You have sold your people for a trifle, demanding no high price for them. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors, the derision and scorn of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations, a laughingstock among the peoples. All day long my disgrace is before me, and shame has covered my face, at the sound of the taunter and reviler, at the sight of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you, and we have not been false to your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. Yet you have broken us in the place of jackals, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God, or spread out our hands to a foreign god, would not God discover this? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake! Why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself! Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly clings to the ground. Rise up, come to our help, redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. As I reread this psalm, I remember now why I've been reluctant to pen my reflection on it. It's a prayer of lament with an underlying question that has been asked and agonized over since the beginning of time. We are your righteous people who live in your commands. So why, God, are you letting us so horribly suffer under the hands of our enemies? Even for Christians, it's impossible to fully understand why sometimes we are spared and other times we are not from the pain of sin and evildoers. The anguish in the words of the psalmist are unmistakable, and at times the saints then and now all have felt or feel in this very moment exactly like him. Miserable, abandoned, lonely, despised, rejected, cast off from God. Because we are also sinners, we want to accuse God of sleeping on the job or not caring about us enough by allowing us to suffer so harshly, while he seems to be letting those evil unbelievers have all the good stuff in life. Jealousy and anger can sometimes get the better of us. In the words of Martin Luther, this psalm is the sighing of the Spirit. It rebukes the flesh, which murmurs against God, that it is judged unrighteous, and is so poorly governed, according to reason, that the godly, who ought to be helped, are allowed to suffer, and the evil, who ought to be punished, are elevated. How many times do we think that very thought? For the believer, going to God in prayer is often the only thing we can do. And he is certain to listen and hear, even when we dare to seem to be scolding him. He certainly still loves us, especially during those times when we cry out to him in anguish and repentance. He knows the depths of our woes, and he certainly will not ever forsake us. Our Lord hears all our prayers and gives us the consolation of peace in our souls, knowing that no matter what we face living on earth today, He is with us always. He loves us. He forgives us and has already prepared a place for us beyond our earthly death, where no more enemies can torment us and no more tears will be shed. The psalmist today, even in his lament, confessed the saving faith in our supreme Lord and King, remembering all the good and wonderful deeds God had done for His people. Verse 4, "You are my King, O God, ordain salvation for Jacob." And in verse 8, "In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever." There is another psalm with words soothing to our souls when struggling, remembering God's great love for each of us and asking for what we need. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 7 read, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord." Yes, by faith, we remember God's loving care for His people, and we live trusting in God for all things, including delivering us from all evil. Whether it be today or on the last day when we leave this earth to live forever with our Heavenly Father. We pray today a prayer written by Martin Luther for this psalm. Lord, our gracious Father, at all times grant us Christian resignation to the order and guidance of your protective care. Preserve us from discontent under the cross and from envy against those who enjoy prosperity. Lead us as you will, but when our end comes, take us home to yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.